Currently in Colombia, the sun is out. It's 46 degrees. Got a nice breeze coming out of the east at 11 miles per hour. Humidity is low. It's a beautiful morning for you. And it just got even better because it is time for the positive points on aging. And it is time to visit with our very good friend, Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here on this lovely spring day.
It is a nice day.
It is. Yeah. Maybe the rain will help with the pollen, though.
Well, that's one positive way of looking at the showers. Yeah, that's definitely one of the positives out there for you because we're going to... The pollen is...
It's awful.
It's an adventure.
Well,
it really is.
You know, up in Lexington County, out where we live, there's a no-burn area or ban, so we need the rain. I don't want it. I have Thursday off, but we need the rain.
Yeah.
So I'm here to beat a dead horse today.
Okay.
And you guys, everybody here has heard me say this before, but I really want to talk about dementia.
A lot of different types.
A lot of different types, but there's four main types that we're going to talk about. But we're going to start off with something I have said before.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm doing this is because lately it seems like the phone calls that Marcia and I are getting are from people who should be listening to this show.
Right.
And probably don't even know about it or haven't listened to it. And then we even have family members who I think really should pay attention because they don't understand dementia. And so one thing that if you don't take anything away from this show today, please take a couple of things away. And one of them is dementia is a disease. It is a progressive disease. No one ever chooses to have dementia.
No.
But do you know how many times we hear, well, I know my mother's just doing this to set me up. My mother remembers things. She chooses not to remember. Your mama doesn't choose to not remember.
No.
Your mama's not that manipulative. She may have been when you were a kid, but this is a disease that she has.
Yeah. And it's probably scaring her a lot more than anyone.
That's right, because when you've said to her 7 times, well, mother, I called you all week and told you about that doctor's appointment. Why aren't you dressed and have you forgotten him? And you're ragging on her, and she's sitting there going, I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Right.
Instead of doing that, call her 30 minutes before you get there and then plan 30 minutes to get her dressed because she's not going to remember even though you called her anyway. And then go to the doctor and stop arguing with her. She didn't choose this disease.
Correct.
It's just like cancer. It's like alcoholism. It's like any other disease that we get.
Yeah.
The other thing that I want people to remember is that not only do people not choose this disease, they can't help it. It is also not a common and a normal form of aging. Dementia, not everybody gets dementia. And not everybody who's old has dementia. And not everybody who and people who are young can get dementia.
Right.
It is not a normal aging process. Don't come in and say, well, my mother's 93 and she's got normal dementia.
Right.
That's not normal. Again, it's a disease. It's your brain is acquiring tacks and tangles and plaques and all kinds of things in it that are not normal and have been caused for whatever reason. We really don't know.
Right.
I mean, I've been in this industry for over 20 years, and in 20 years, the medications for Alzheimer's, dementia, and any of those diseases really has not changed. They have come up with some different combinations. But really and truly, in 20 years, we've watched cancer, the treatment for cancer grow and grow by leaps and bounds, but the treatment for dementia has not grown by leaps and bounds.
So are you saying we haven't made any progress, or we have?
We have very little progress with this disease.
And that's...
scary.
It is, and I say that because it's so widespread now.
Yes.
It's the fastest growing population in America as our baby boomers, and as a result of that, Alzheimer's and dementia will become, with that, the fastest growing disease.
It already is.
Yeah.
We turn people away daily because we stay full. We only have 24 apartments in our memory care.
Right.
We stay full. Good communities stay full. Those that know what they're doing. And even, you know, there's some big places that they're staying full. Everybody, there just aren't enough beds and enough places and enough people to take care of people with dementia. Now, the other thing I'd like to talk about is that there are four major progressive types of dementia. We all know about Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
We've all heard about it. We all know what it is. It's probably the most common. And although not all causes of Alzheimer's disease are known, they do know that a small percentage of it is related to genes.
Right.
You can inherit Alzheimer's. But not everybody who has Alzheimer's has inherited it. It's not necessarily a gene thing. You were talking about it with divorce earlier today.
Right.
It's not necessarily a gene thing, but people do get it. Plaques are clumps of protein, and the tangles are fibrous tangles up in the brain, and all these things cause damage to the neurons and the fibers connecting them. So that's what Alzheimer's is. It's a buildup of proteins, basically.
Right.
Then there's vascular dementia. We all kind of know about that. You know, if you have heart disease, you've got some kind of vascular problem going on, but it can cause dementia.
Mm-hmm.
It's caused by the vessels in the blood, the vessels supplying blood to your brain, basically. And sometimes you get enough and sometimes you don't.
Right.
So that's a problem with that. The blood vessels cause strokes. They cause other brain disease, and that can destroy the white matter in your brain.
Right.
I was talking to a lady yesterday whose husband is 70 years old. And he has white matter brain disease, and the symptoms are very similar to what we think of as Alzheimer's, but it's not Alzheimer's, and it progresses differently. People with vascular dementia do not progress the same way as people with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and again, people need to understand it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Nope. You've seen one case of dementia, you've seen one case of dementia.
Yeah, that's also hard, I think, for people to understand also.
It is.
Maybe that's why we've seen it be a lot slower in making progress, Karen, because you're so specialized in what we're doing here, that it's not just like, okay, everybody with lung cancer has lung cancer.
Right.
Everybody with, you know, I don't care which kind of cancer, whatever you want to go with, every kind with whatever disease, diabetes, we've seen, you know, there's at least some very similar situations.
Yes.
But with dementia, it progresses at a different rate for some people, at different age groups.
Right.
You've told me that you've seen dementia start at much younger ages than what you ever saw 20 years ago.
We're seeing it in the 40s.
Right.
That's scary.
You betcha.
But a lot of it may be caused by other things. And that's one of the things that we're going to talk about is, you know, there's head trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Head trauma dementia is not the same as these four progressive types of dementia that I'm talking about. It is something that, you know, and I hate to say this because there's a lot of kids out there playing soccer, but, you know, you get a ball bouncing off of your head enough times, it's not good for you.
Sure, sure.
My kids hated me because I wouldn't let them play soccer because I wasn't real keen on them playing football, but they weren't that great, so they weren't going to go on very far.
Right.
But just you have to think about the head trauma that we incur. We had a lady at Oakleaf who lived there for 11 years, and her dementia was caused because of a suitcase that fell out of the overhead compartment on an airplane, and they triggered it to that.
Oh my gosh.
That brain trauma.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
Talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
At the wrong time. I mean, she was brilliant. She was worked on the stock exchange in New York.
Right.
And that's how she could live at Oakleaf for so long, because she'd made lots and lots of money, and she did really well in her career. But the suitcase hit her in the head. It hit her just right.
Wow.
And about 5 years later, she started having dementia symptoms, and they triggered it to that.
That's
sad.
Brutal.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're starting to see football players and that sort of thing come along as well. So you have to think about things like that in your future and what's going to happen. But, you know, vascular dementia, can you take better care of your heart? Can you eat better? I mean, Marcia does a whole class on brain health and what to eat and what to do for your brain. Exercise keeps vascular dementia down a lot because your heart is pumping better.
Right.
And, you know, you're not clogging up your arteries and that sort of thing. You tend to find that people with vascular dementia have more problems solving problems, like math and that sort of thing. They struggle with it. They're slower to think. They just don't process things as quickly as we used to.
Sure.
And that's they don't focus as well. So it's a different type of symptom when you're looking at vascular dementia. Another one is Lewy bodies. Now, Lewy bodies is a dementia that scares people in the industry because people with Lewy bodies tend to have behavioral problems. And there are places that will tell you they will not take you if you have a diagnosis of Lewy bodies or Pick's disease. But, you know, it's something we have to learn to deal with because it is very prevalent. We're starting to see more.
And it's one of the more common forms of it. Yeah,
it is.
And it's not going away again. All of these are only going to see an increase.
Yes.
And that's just a reality. I want you to stay with us. We're going to get the Fox Business Report. We've got Karen with us from Oakleaf Village. our positive points on aging as we talk about the different types of dementia. Stay with us on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
United Health is acquiring home health firm LHC Group for $5.4 billion. This would add one of the nation's largest home health firms to its portfolio, which already includes doctor groups, clinics, and surgery centers. Home health firms provide medical care to elderly and other people at their homes. Humana, which is United Healthcare's biggest rival in the Medicare business, last year completed its acquisition of Kindred at Home. Humana says it is now the largest home health provider in the U.S. Another acquisition story, this time involving Nielsen Holdings, the TV ratings company.
It just agreed to be acquired by a consortium from Evergreen and Brookfield. This is a $16 billion deal.
Juliet Cassone with the Fox Business Network. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Run, walk, honor. The Tunnel to Towers 5K Run and Walk in New York City retraces FDNY firefighter Stephen Siller's final footsteps on 9/11. That single event has inspired more than 70 runs, walks, and climbs in different cities across the nation each year. Register for an event in your area or volunteer to start one. Do good and never forget by donating $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The thing about me taking it is I am super healthy to begin with. I don't have any medical problems whatsoever. But I can tell you what I did notice was my hair, my skin, and my nails. They're even better. That is definitely noticeable. But I think the main thing I could say for it and the reason I keep taking it is because it keeps me healthy. I mean, I'm sold on it and I'll always take it because it just keeps me in a healthy state.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code BALANCE.
When it comes to firearms, ammunition, and accessories, some things are changing. Well, fortunately, some things haven't changed a bit. I'm talking all about Shooter's Choice in West Columbia. What has never and will never change is the customer service. Top-notch with a staff that has decades of experience in the firearms industry. This staff actually hunts and shoots regularly. For over 30 years, Shooter's Choice has never lost that hometown feel and never felt like shopping at some big box store. What has changed? Well, technology. If you'd rather spend your money on firearms than gas, go online to shooterschoicesc.com and check out a great website that's easy to navigate 24/7. Be the first to get items as they are received at the store. Be the first to get that newest production model ordered before it even enters the retail store. Come pick it up at your convenience. Sign up for notifications of new products and special inventory. It's all at shooterschoicesc.com. So come on in and see the team at Shooter's Choice, 944 Sunset Boulevard, or visit online. Either way, you'll see what I'm talking about. Make your first choice, your best choice. Make it Shooter's Choice.
Hey, I'm State Representative Chris Wooten.
And I'm State Representative Micah Caskey.
Join us on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on The Rep.
We'll talk about everything that's happening at the State House and give you an insider's perspective.
All from the General Assembly. So join us at 9 a.m. on The Point, 100.7 FM or 1470 AM.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With the free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP, on a mission to support veterans, visit aarp.org/veterans today.
Hi, honey. Were you able to drop by Tree Pharmacy today to pick up Mom's medications?
Yes, she sure is on a lot of meds.
I know. That's why I go over so often, to help make sure she's taking them correctly.
Well, I have great news. The pharmacist at Tree Pharmacy said he can pre-pack her medications into individual doses.
Wow. Knowing she's taking the right meds at the right time will give me great peace of mind. But how much does it cost?
That's the even better part. It's free. Just another great service they offer at Tree Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations, Charleston Highway in West Columbia and Divine Street downtown.
A first impression for potential customers can mean everything in business. Hi, Fran Halloran here. Have you thought about taking a trip to Columbia Flag and Sign for a flagpole to proudly display Old Glory in front of your business? Think about how that first impression would impact your customers and then your business. Columbia Flag and Sign has flagpoles for you from 10 feet to 200 feet high. This might actually be the perfect time to show some American patriotism as well. Not from online or a big box store, but from a local company here for 38 years and with flagpoles made here in the good old USA. Columbia Flag and Sign can install it for you, and they offer service on existing flagpoles. They have every flag imaginable, from patriotic to Carolina, Clemson, and so much more. Support local and support American made. Visit Columbia Flag and Sign at 633 Meeting Street in West Columbia or online at ColumbiaFlag.com. That's 633 Meeting Street in West Columbia or online at ColumbiaFlag.com and tell them the Money Coach sent you.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill-West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
I reckon Andrew Corley at Corley Mill Road. Good morning. Also, I reckon I-26 westbound right at Highway 1 slowing you down. 20 still backed up at around Highway 6 and Highway 1 and Long's Pond Road on the eastbound side. 26 still backed up from Lake Murray Boulevard all the way to I-20 on the eastbound side. Mid-State Roofing, commercial, industrial, and institutional. You got a leak? Let Mid-State Roofing take a peek. Service, advice, results for over 25 years. MidStateRoofing.com. Doug Thomas on the point.
To Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Park Fireside Studios.
It's mornings with Kev and Brian.
Eight minutes out before 9 o'clock, this is The Point. Just a reminder, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, looking forward to listening to Erica and John with Your Way Home. That's coming your way from 9:05 until 10 o'clock, Your Way Home. And then later on today on the afternoon drive, we'll have our buddy Chris Neely from the South Carolina Public Charter School District. That'll be our Kids First segment when we focus on children in our public schools every Tuesday at 5:30 on the afternoon drive. But we are at the other end a little bit of the spectrum here today. We're talking about our positive points on aging. Karen Pickard with us from over at Oakleaf Village. And we've been talking about dementia, the different forms of dementia, and how really it's a hard thing to diagnose and it's a harder thing to treat because it's no one size fits all. Hey, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. There's no, you can't just assign it. You got to figure it out.
You got to figure it out, and you have to have a physician that's willing to work with you. And like I said, when we went to the break, I do kind of feel like this is not a very positive conversation we're having, but I do think it's probably one of the most important ones we will have here. And we will repeat it multiple times because we want people to, there's different ways of explaining things, and we want people to get the message one way or the
Absolutely.
Other. We mentioned Lewy bodies. Lewy bodies is an abnormal balloon-like clump of protein in the brain. So it affects people differently than vascular dementia or Alzheimer's does. The fourth one of the group is called frontal temporal dementia. This is a group of diseases characterized by the breakdown of nerve cells and their connections in the frontal and the temporal part of the brain.
Right.
So it can affect language. People can have something called primary progressive aphasia, which means they have trouble finding words. It also affects their personality and their behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the four progressive types of dementia. Now, there's one thing that I'm going to throw in here that's just kind of, again, one size does not fit all.
Right. Sounds like the wild card.
Yeah, it is. Because, and I hear this a lot, I'm not moving to assisted living. There are a bunch of crazy people there. They're all got dementia. They're crazy. People with dementia are not crazy, but you can have mental illness and have dementia. But just because you have dementia doesn't mean you have mental illness, and that's something that people do not understand. They're not one and the same, but a lot of times people with a mental illness do have some type of dementia, and boy, you talk about having trouble diagnosing
right.
and working with that. It's
a lot of moving parts.
Lots and lots of moving
yeah.
parts.
Yeah, people need to realize, again, a diagnosis of dementia is not necessarily a mental illness. I can see why people would be scared of it and
yes.
wouldn't understand it because, again, you're talking to someone who might be exhibiting unpredictable behavior or something you're not trained as a just normal person, resident, whomever, to understand how to cope with somebody that 5 minutes ago might have had the exact same conversation with you.
Right, and you don't know how to redirect and that sort
right.
of thing. Terms
it,
in the
it
industry.
Scares you what you don't understand.
Absolutely.
That's human nature. But it's not, you're talking about people that are dealing with dementia now are people that not long ago were at the top of their game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's just, it's a disease.
It's not a socioeconomic situation. Anybody, millionaires
sure.
and poor people can get it.
Absolutely.
Doctorates and uneducated. It does not discriminate.
No.
At all. Not at all. And, you know, I remember as a child, and I'm going to date myself here, you didn't talk about cancer. Cancer was something you didn't talk about.
Right.
And grandma got cancer because it was they didn't know. They were scared of it. They were afraid. Now we're afraid to talk about dementia because, well, don't tell somebody that my mother has dementia. Just call her fragile or just call her something else. She doesn't have dementia. And there's a term that we use in the industry, demented. Well, that has a horrible connotation.
Yes, it does.
But dementia, people with dementia are demented. It's not a bad word. So it's just what they are. And you have to learn to get over these stigmas that we have with these kinds of things.
Yeah. And again, the sooner people as a whole learn to understand that this is just something that we are all dealing with
right.
in our society, the better we're going to be. That even goes, and it's a different day, a different time, that even goes to mental health.
Yes.
We've got such a stigma in this country about somebody that has mental health issues, and it's no different than having a diagnosis of cancer. You're compassionate to
right.
somebody who's got cancer, but you don't realize that nobody chooses to have dementia. Nobody chooses to have mental diseases.
No.
Nobody wants that. I mean, it's and again, I'm not saying this to get picky because there's always exceptions to the rule, but there are a lot of people that got lung cancer because they smoked like
That's
a
right.
chimney all their lives. You don't have to necessarily do anything wrong or do anything destructive to yourself that can lead to dementia.
Absolutely. And just touching on your mental health issue just for a second, you know, we are seeing people coming into assisted living now who are clearly may have be bipolar, but they were never diagnosed because nobody wanted to talk
right,
about it.
Right.
I'm a great believer. If you got crazy, you just hang it out there on the front porch and let everybody know about it because then you make sure they're getting the right care that they need. If
right.
something happens to
sure.
grandma and they find her walking down the road in her pajamas, they know that she has dementia. She has a normal disease that is just something that she's got to deal with.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just we need to get over the stigmas of these things, I think.
Well, that and just, again, one of the things that's hard, I think, for family members is to understand and accept. And then there's a lot of denial.
Yep.
But just like you said at the very outset of today's conversation, if somebody's diagnosed with dementia and you start seeing that person deteriorating, you've got to show compassion and understand they're the last people that are even aware
Absolutely.
That this is going on. And if they don't, Brian, you just turned my mic off. Brian, my mic is off. There you go. No, it's not off. Now it's working. Okay. Well, my headset's just died then. Okay, whatever it is. I thought your elbow hit that. All of a sudden, I couldn't hear myself. Anyway, what I was saying was they're the last people
yes.
that know what's going on. And so they deserve so much grace and so much compassion and so much understanding. You have to be the one to adjust to them,
you
not the other way around.
Absolutely. And we didn't get to talk on the symptoms and behaviors too much today. And that's okay. We can do that for another day. But what I would like to say to people is please remember that when you know somebody who has a form of dementia, love is probably the most important thing. They don't remember what you're saying, but they remember how you make them feel. And if you can make them feel loved and if you can make them feel cared for and safe, that's really the most important thing you can do.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's all anybody ever asks for, just a little dignity and a lot of love.
It's so important to the dignity side
yep.
of it also. We have so much more to talk about
oh,
on this
we
next
do.
Time around. All right. Tell people how they can get a hold of you, please, at Oakleaf.
OakleafVillageLexington.com and 803-808-3477.
That'll wrap it. All right,
Your
Way Home's coming up. Thank you, Karen, so much. Really appreciate our partnership with Oakleaf Village. They're phenomenal over there. Do get in touch with Karen and Marsha. They'll help you out. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. We'll see you this afternoon at 4 o'clock on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, and fireplaces. Spring sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Ukrainians are celebrating some victories as they retake territory seized by the Russians in recent weeks, and Moscow making no secret of the fact that it's adjusting its battlefield strategy and goals. A deputy Russian defense minister saying that Moscow has decided to fundamentally cut back operations near the Ukrainian capital and another big city to increase mutual trust at peace talks. Face-to-face discussions now underway in Istanbul, and Turkish President Erdogan telling the delegates they have an historic responsibility to end the bloodshed.
As he greeted the two delegations seated on opposite sides of a long table, Erdogan said, "We believe that there'll be no..."